Starting Friday, visitors to the National Constitution Center can take in a new exhibit on the LGBT community's struggle for equal rights. The exhibit coincides with the 50-year anniversary of the first gay rights march on Independence Mall, as well as the landmark marriage equality issue currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. WHYY's Steve Trader stopped at the center in Philadelphia today for a preview.
The Speaking Out for Equality exhibit begins with the 1960s, when being gay was considered a mental illness. One display from a 1967 CBS broadcast pretty much sums up the national mindset.
Most Americans are repelled by the mere notion of homosexuality.
Visitors work their way through a chronicle of abuse and protest, significant court decisions, and pop culture moments decade by decade. Chris Bartlett stands looking at a photo of himself taken during a 1992 protest at City Hall against the high cost of HIV medication.
It reminds me of how different things were 25 years ago, and how much we struggled for, how much achievement we've made, how much more work we still have to do.
Now he's the executive director of the William Way LGBT Community Center. He's been planning the exhibit for the past 3 years and partnered with the Constitution Center president, Jeffrey Rosen, a year ago.
I hope that this exhibit will inspire citizens of very different perspectives to debate what the Constitution means and to experience how it has come to be more inclusive over time.
The Speaking Out for Equality exhibit runs through the end of January. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.